Let's start in the UK, where Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is suing her former personal assistant for allegedly using the writer's money to go shopping. Rowling has launched a £24,000 legal claim against Amanda Donaldson, who worked for the author between 2014 and 2017, when she was sacked for, quote, gross misconduct. Donaldson had access to a business credit card, and Rowling alleges she spent thousands of pounds on items including candles, cosmetics, and cats. She even ran up more than £1,000 at a coffee shop. Rowling also claims that Ms. Donaldson stole some Harry Potter memorabilia, including a motorised Hogwarts Express train worth £470. That's more than 800 Australian dollars. Amanda Donaldson has denied the claim, and the case is due back in court later this year. In Hong Kong, the People's Bookshop has closed down after what some say was pressure from the Chinese government. Now, the People's Bookshop was one of the last remaining shops in Hong Kong that sold books banned by the Communist Party in mainland China, so books that tackled taboo topics like politics and religion. Now, back in 2016, the owner, Paul Tang, said he didn't fear for his safety, which was actually pretty brave of him because just months earlier, five booksellers from a nearby shop selling similar books had vanished and were later found in detention on the mainland.
I'm not really care about myself because I know that for a bookstore, we won't have a big influence to the big country. For government, we are too small.
So that's Paul Tang on NPR in 2016. And he was saying there that his business was just too small for the government to be interested in it. But it appears that wasn't the case. The People's Bookshop is now closed, and human rights groups have told The Guardian this came on the back of government pressure. Now, for anyone starting at the University of Canberra next year, I know there's one book that will definitely be on your book list, no matter what you're studying. The university has revealed that every undergrad student starting in 2019 will be given a copy of Charlotte Wood's The Natural Way of Things. The initiative is part of the University of Canberra's UC Book Project, which has been running since 2012. Every year, every commencing student is given one recent Australian book free of charge that is then required reading. And now this book, it seems especially fitting for the Me Too era. It tells the story of two women who find themselves imprisoned in a strange institution for women linked to sexual scandals with powerful men. Here's Charlotte Wood back in 2015, talking to RN's Kate Evans about what inspired the book.
There were certain scandals in inverted commas, certain assaults or violations of women taking place, including the young woman, the army cadet, who was filmed having sex without her knowledge or permission, and then she was called the slut, and she was vilified. I was angry. You know, I was angry about the way that young woman in the army was treated and the way Diane Brimble was treated, the way various women who've spoken out about things that have happened to them have been blamed and vilified and that kind of thing. I didn't know until I'd written the book how angry I was, I think.
Charlotte Wood there talking about her book written in anger, The Natural Way of Things. Now, this book won a host of awards, including the Stella Prize and the Prime Minister's Award for Fiction. And now a copy of the book will be in the hands of every undergrad student at the University of Canberra. Finally, farewell to this man.
Invitation, sir.
I should be on that list.
Name?
Stanley.
Yeah, nice try, buddy.
I'm Stanley. Yeah.
Stan Lee, the Marvel comic book writer and a man who loved a movie cameo, has died at the age of 95. Lee began his career in comics in 1939. He created a sting of iconic and flawed characters, including the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, and the Avengers. In his final years, Lee battled a series of health problems, and he was declared legally blind in 2015 due to macular degeneration. He died in Los Angeles on Monday. Farewell.